I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Kirk and Callahan with Kirk Minahan and Jerry Callahan on Sports Radio WEEI.
Gordon Hayward, right now, I have it on very good authority. He is listening to this show and basing his opinion on whether he likes what he hears. So what do you got for us?
Gordon, my friend, you've got to come to Boston, man. They got the Hall of Fame right out there in Western Mass. Springfield, and that's as close as you're ever going to get to it. Boom!
We have the best education system, better to raise a family here than Miami.
Be the next Larry Bird, potentially.
I'll tell you, it's the best place to go to Chinese food in that Kowloon!
Hey, Gordito, I got a thing for you, my friend. Do you think you want to dress properly? I'll take you to Papi's. Papi's haberdasher in Jamaica Plain, man. You're going to look better. You're going to look good, man. You want Haitian food? I can take you to Dorchester Avenue, man. You want Vietnamese? Dorchester Avenue.
Well, some of the sampling of Rob Bradford and Evan Drellick stealing my show theme for today. I was planning on...
Don't you hate it when they get the first dibs?
Yeah, because it's Sunday morning and Rob thought outside the box.
I thought
no one else will do this, but
he
did it. He efforted phone calls from people on Sunday morning. Pitch Gordon Hayward on the city of Boston.
I came in today and you immediately shot down my idea of doing 4th of July horror stories.
Okay, you give me one of yours first. You go first.
4th of July horror stories.
You go first, Meter.
Set by John Dennis.
You go first.
Did I tell you about the time of the Esplanade when I didn't get there because there were too many people and I got shut out? Running towards the Esplanade to get a seat and I got aced out by some 300 pounder. I couldn't find any seat.
That does sound
Esplanade.
Like that sounds
is that
like
a
culture.
Horror story.
We'll get to a lot more of those phone calls now at 10 o'clock. Those fourth
you've never,
of July
you've never done the run for the Bulls on the Esplanade.
Have I?
Yes.
Absolutely. I would not. There's too many people in Boston on 4th of July. I'm probably like many listeners out there that would never even venture to want to come into the city on 4th of July. You can watch the fireworks on TV.
It's not on the Mutt bucket list.
No. And if I did come in, I would not go all the way downtown or all the way to the Esplanade. To sit there, get my blankie out, and sit there and watch fireworks.
Blankie.
Not with, especially now with kids, with a 4-year-old and a year and a kid's year and a half. No shot.
Your big bag of bugles.
No shot. No.
Sit there at the Esplanade. Wait for Keith Lockhart.
I'd rather
at 9:30.
I'd rather take phone calls from people who want to pitch Boston to Gordon Hayward.
Of course,
than
I could
do that.
I could because
listen
I
to
love.
Red Sox baseball on the lawn this year. Night game tomorrow.
Night game. Yep. See, that makes it better. So you have the poetic, the lyricism of Castiglione and Everett, and then you rolled into the lyricism of Keith Lockhart.
That should be illegal to Major League Baseball to play night games on 4th of July.
You can't do that.
So what are we doing playing night games? A night game in Texas on the 4th of July?
When it will only be 120.
What they will say is they didn't play in the afternoon because it's too hot to play in the afternoon, right? That's why Texas plays more night games.
That's the excuse. But jeez. Sam Kennedy will tell you that's a good thing because night games are better rated on TV.
Oh, that's why the ratings are down 20% because they play 26 day games this year?
26 day games. Big Please. Problem for the Red Sox on their 20%. Please. Precipitous drop-off in ratings.
You mocked the Celtics in the opening minutes of this show for what they did yesterday. And apparently what they did was a Saturday night, Brad Stevens was there at the airport to greet Gordon Hayward. Sunday was in and around Boston. It started at Fenway Park with a montage for Gordon Hayward on the Jumbotron at Fenway. It was a message to him. It was then a meet and greet back at the Celtics offices, an explanation of how he'd fit in the offense, and he's on his way to San Diego, meeting today at his summer home, I guess, with the Utah Jazz in San Diego, set to make a decision
in
the next 24 or 48 hours. Would you? You want to get out of Salt Lake. You want to be down in San Diego.
Have you been to Salt Lake?
Yes.
The goal should be immediately to exit.
Which is why they're meeting in San Diego today. And you mock what the Celtics did, to which I ask, what are they supposed to do? It's Boston. It's a summer. What would you have
Here's
done,
what I would have done
for Gordon Hayward?
My first stop would have been Milton's. Take him right to Milton's
Good
for
idea.
The wardrobe.
Yep.
Then you go to, is there a hair doctor on the station now? Who's the guy that Callahan went to?
There's too many to even mention. Let's leave
thinning,
it at that.
He's got some thinning hair. You go to him. You go to all the guys that can benefit Gordon Hayward. Because here's the insurmountable, and Mike, it's a good question because I don't know what the hell I would have done. I guess that was probably their best option.
Go to an empty Fenway Park. You think going to Fenway affects his decision?
Take him to Legals.
Of course not.
Take him to the Seaport Legals. Go to that. Have you been to that Sky Top at Legals at the Seaport?
The bar there?
The bar there.
I've heard rumors, but it's like a line out the door the two times I've gone there.
That's a much spot right there. I should have taken you there when you came to Boston.
Would love to go.
You guys, I mean, now that you're a celebrity.
It's true.
But the question is, what can they do to combat Miami, by the way, who I think Gordon Hayward's going to sign with?
Why?
One reason and one reason only. No state income tax.
Oh, Jesus.
That is a huge, huge boost for Miami.
So he's going to spend his formative years in the NBA trolling in the middle of the bottom of the pack of the Eastern Conference for income tax?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and the fact that he'll get 20-plus shots a game, where in Boston, he's probably not going to get that. Isaiah Thomas averaged, 21 shots a game last year?
Probably around that, yeah.
Based on my unofficial numbers?
Yes.
He's going to have to share the rock with Isaiah. I think he wants to be the guy at this stage of his career, which he was last year in Utah, 22 points a game, 39% from three. Those numbers are probably going to drop a little bit next year. I'm not sure he wants that to happen at this stage of his career.
So he's going to get paid. He's going to sign this 3-year deal. He's going to sign somewhere, and then he's going to
4-year deal.
4-year deal, opt out and be a super max guy. He wants to spend the next 4 years, which we probably agree are the prime of his career.
In South Beach, do you blame him?
Not competing for anything relevant to an NBA team.
He'll make the Heat probably better than the Celtics next year if he's there. Close.
They're going to jump from the 8th seed up to 53 wins with the addition of Gordon Hayward?
They'll compete. Yes, they will compete. They might not be the 4th, or they might not be the 1 seed, but they'll jump probably 3 or 4 spots. That, to me, is a
Well, that you're still dead in the Eastern Conference meter. I guess I don't understand that. Why? If the money is the issue, then yes, there's no state income tax in Florida. A-Rod knows that. Gordon Hayward knows that.
Well, first of all, if money is the issue, Utah wins anyway. Because he makes the most money.
They can pay him the most. So he can toil around in the middle to the back half of the Western Conference where he's comfortable for a lot more money, go to the back half of the Eastern Conference for money without the income tax aspect of it, or come to Boston, play with the guy who made him the player he is, and play on a team that actually has a chance to, compete for something during the next 3 or 4 years.
I think you're underestimating what Miami could do next year with Gordon Hayward in that lineup.
I definitely am, I guess, because with no more. I'm looking at that roster and I see the same team I saw last year. They hope that Dark ends up being that guy, and they have the backcourt combination of Drazic and Hayward. That's the combination now.
And Deion Waiters is going to L.A. probably, but yes, Hayward, I think Hayward will put the Miami Heat probably 4th in the Eastern Conference, which is fine. But you know what? Gordon's making his money. He's living in a high rise in South Beach with a family. He's loving life. God love him if he comes here. Look, can I put my green on like Drapes? I'd love for Gordon Hayward to be here. Love it.
Guess what?
Absolutely love it.
We all would.
We all would.
Everyone wants that, yes.
Is it realistic? Let's put a number on Gordon Hayward signing with the Celtics.
Yeah, I think it's much more realistic than you do. I think it's...
Is it 30%? Is it 40%? Give me a number.
I was going to give you 60-40 Celtics versus Heat Utah Jazz right now.
So you're telling me there's a chance. I love the 60-40 split.
That would be my best guess.
I'm going to go 37.5% that he signs with the Celtics.
Well, is he competitive? If he's competitive and wants an actual chance to... compete for a conference title in the next 4 years during this 4-year max extension he's going to get.
$126 million.
The only place that happens is Boston. And I don't think that the Celtics have some great shot at an NBA title. I'm going to read you some quotes from Gary Washburn here in a second where he is out of his ever-loving mind Sunday in the Globe. But
he's been flip-flopping throughout this whole thing.
The Western Conference added Paul George over the weekend. He goes from Indiana to Oklahoma City. We'll get to Agent and that. We know what happened in Houston before the weekend with Chris Paul. We know what's going on in Golden State. The Lakers are probably going to get LeBron James next year. The Utah Jazz aren't going to sniff the Western Conference Finals in the next 4 years.
No.
The Miami Heat, even if LeBron leaves, I don't think would be the necessary favorite to be the top of the Eastern Conference post-LeBron James. The Celtics, the minute LeBron goes, they become the best team in the Eastern Conference in a conversation with Toronto, and I'm not sure who else. Miami is no better than third meter. So if it comes down to being competitive and wanting to win something, having the chance to win something, and win the most games, it's the Boston Celtics, and it's not close.
Answer this question. Has it been the most vastly overrated story in the last couple months? Gordon Hayward really likes Brad Stevens.
Why is that overrated?
So he's got to sign with the Celtics. Because you know what? He's played more games with Quinn Snyder than he has with Brad Stevens. Don't you think he likes Quinn Snyder, too?
I'm sure he does. But I think to leave Utah, where clearly he feels very comfortable being there, Woj had it, that he's comfortable in Utah and he likes the situation there. He needed a pull there. So it's income tax in Miami. And it's the Brad Stevens angle, number one, and relevancy, number two. You stay in Utah, you are not relevant.
Yeah, but you are the man, though. You are the man. It's Gordon Hayward and the Jazz.
But you're the man in Utah. What does that mean? In a Western Conference that's going to have LeBron next year and Golden State and Harden and Paul George.
Indiana. Maybe that's his speed.
What does that mean, being the man in Utah?
Maybe he likes that.
Means
maybe
you win
he likes
Jack.
Anonymity.
Real, then he should not come to Boston then, because that's the one thing he's not going to get here. In Miami, he's going to be a star, and it'll be South Beach, so he's going to get that star level there, but he's not going to win.
And he's going to have a lot of money in the bank.
Boston is the biggest platform for him and the best chance to show what type of player he is. In Miami, he will get lost in the shuffle. He's going to score
Miami's
a lot.
He's going to be a stud.
But they're not. I don't think they're going to – you think they're going to win all these – he'd be a
I
stud.
They'll win 50 games with him.
In Utah, he is – I'm sorry, he's irrelevant, especially in the Western Conference. The Jazz themselves are relevant. In that conference right now, he does not exist.
You're not talking.
So if he wants to play in the Butler of the NBA,
yes,
then
that's
he should
a good comparison.
Then stay there in Utah. If he wants relevancy and a chance to win 50-some-odd games and go to a conference title every now and then, conference championship, it's the city of Boston. So I don't think it's overblown at all, because that's the only thing that's going to bring him here, is his coach selling him on this system and he and Isaiah
but
Thomas in the backcourt.
Is he worried about not being the guy in Boston? You have to make sure that Isaiah gets his shots. Isaiah wants to average 29 a game next year. I can guarantee you that. Is Gordon going to get 20 shots a game in Boston next year?
I'm not sure. He might.
I think the answer is no.
It's.
I think you're looking at 15 shots a game, less
likely than that.
Yeah.
But he's also going to win, right? I mean, I don't know what his. You're right. What is that? I haven't seen for anybody. What is the Gordon Hayward list? Is it the offensive numbers? Is it the chance to win? Is it playing for a coach he likes? Is it the money? I honestly have no idea what this guy is thinking.
My guess is with all of them, and no matter how happy-go-lucky you are, it's always about the money. It's always about the money.
617-779-7937, the phone number. As Jason points out on Twitter, Whiteside, Winslow, Dragic, and Hayward may be a better starting group than Isaiah Thomas,
damn
Crowder, Al, and Bradley. I would say it's close, but I would slightly lean towards the Celtics. If Isaiah Thomas and Gordon Hayward are your backcourt with Horford up front, I give a slight edge Celtics, but Jason's right. Maybe I'm not giving Miami
enough
credit.
Whiteside's a stud.
It is tough to make that leap from one year to the next. He's great.
Whiteside's voracious off the glass, something the Celtics, oh, by the way, need.
No, not anymore. They have Ante Zizek. Didn't you read?
Yeah.
Zizek's coming.
Am I working with Drapes today?
He's here to rebound. So Jason's right. Miami. Good job by the listener. That is a pretty good starting five.
Pretty good. I think that's a 50-win team. Now, whether that's enough, as you said, to knock off Cleveland, probably not.
It's pretty rare to go
from... But I think
from,
it might be enough to knock off the Celtics.
But it's rare to go from where they are now at the bottom of the Eastern Conference to the top in one...
And don't underestimate Spo either. Players love playing for Spo.
They do?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Spo's the guy.
What makes Spo a great guy to play
Spo
for?
Spo likes Stevens. Great after timeouts.
Oh, is that the after timeout plays?
After timeout plays,
is it ATOs, they call those?
ATOs,
yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Hubie. ATOs, they love playing for Spo. He puts in a lot of work. They love that.
So I still think that the Celtics right now, as built, and with the assets they have, that's the other part of this. If he wants to win now, and if he wants to I do think there's a bigger spotlight in Boston than Miami when it comes to basketball. Maybe you disagree, Meter. Maybe listeners disagree. There is something to the cachet of playing in Boston versus Miami.
You win in Miami.
I still think that.
You win in Miami. That spotlight's on you.
Who cares? Hold
on. They're transient fans.
Timeout. Nobody cared when LeBron left. They bailed on that team, right?
Well, they were absolutely. They're all superficial. They're all from New York. But now they're suddenly Heat fans.
So I have no problem with what they did yesterday. You can mock and the for the Fenway. I just don't know what else. I don't care about the Fenway stuff. What I care is that, you know, they sat down and explained to him how they are going to share the basketball, how he's not going to be second fiddle to Isaiah Thomas, how he's going to fit. That is much more important than
also,
welcome Gordon and Robin Hayward to Fenway Park.
They also didn't
jumbotron.
Want to overwhelm him, supposedly, with players. They didn't want to have, you know, they didn't want to have their the Tyler Zellers of the world. God, we'll miss Tyler, but those types.
I'm not sure I can remember the Celtics anymore. They lost the white guy meter.
When is Tyler Zeller night at the Garden next year?
That's a good question.
That on your calendar
they might
yet?
Have a whole Tyler Zeller week next
should.
Year.
They really should. We need a duck boat just for Tyler.
So he's going to make a decision, I guess, tonight or tomorrow. We'll know by...
I think you'll know by tonight.
By fireworks tomorrow night, when you're on the Esplanade with your blank and your transistor radio, listening to Tim and Rob Bradford on the Red Sox Radio Network, we will know what Gordon Hayward is going to do. You're calling it
30%. 37.5, yes.
I'm going to go 60-40 shows up in Boston.
Well, now he's been a 60-40 guy.
I also said, I told Tango on Friday, that Paul George would be here. I had no idea the Pacers were hell-bent on...
That's a good one. Well, good pressure there.
Did you know on Friday when the Paul George stuff was being talked about that they didn't want to send him to the Eastern Conference? This was a big deal to Kevin Pritchard and the guys in the front office for
Some
Indiana.
Guy named Chad Buchanan, the new Pacers GM?
They would take a lesser deal. And from all indications, the NBA experts say it was a lesser deal than the Celtics were offering.
Oh, it was horrible
to send
deal.
Paul George to the Western Conference for the younger Sabonis and Victor Oladipo, that would get it done for Paul George. If I had known that, I would have said, hell no, they're getting it. But I didn't think they would settle for that. I thought they wanted the best deal, but apparently they didn't want to get burned by having him stay in the Eastern Conference.
What they should have done was trade for Arvydas Sabonis instead, who's a better player than his son, DeMontis Sabonis.
I had no idea that they'd take that deal.
No one did.
Wrong again. But
no one did.
I expect them to want the
Rojo
best.
Rojo didn't have any idea about that.
No.
I mean, that came out of nowhere. Clearly, Indiana didn't want to deal with the Celtics or anybody else in the Eastern Conference. And now they'll have Victor Oladipo averaging 13 a game next year for the Pacers. But that's their stupidity. I know that they're justifying that by saying Paul George is gone. We're only going to have him for one more year. We're only going to win 42 games with him. Why not get rid of him now? That's what they're justifying it by. And we need to get under the cap.
All right, let's go to Ed in Abington. You want to talk Celtics first? Ed, how are you?
Minahan's back. Good to
he
see
is.
Him. Good to see him in studio.
He's
Celtics talk with Howard Davis.
Listen, it's free agency weekend. They missed out on Paul George, and this is really it. After this, you heard Ken during his updates. It's Gallinari, and that's it. Like that.
Danilo
so
Gallinari is a $20 million
player. It is another offseason where they are one missed free agent signing away from essentially doing nothing, from drafting Jason Tatum and going back into next year.
Paul Millsap overnight got $30 million a year. 3 years and $90 million from the Denver Nuggets. Paul Millsap, a damn good player, who would look good in Celtic green, just signed with the Nuggets. You want to talk anonymity?
He's making as much as David Price is there in Denver. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. It is Mutt and Meter in for Kirk and Jerry. Headlines coming up that will, of course, include... our president, active on Twitter again, is not putting Twitter down. He's not going to stop golfing. He's pumped up.
He'll never stop golfing.
And Hardo of 4th of July weekend has been locked up. If you are going to be looking for Hardos out on the beach the next couple of days and people of that ilk, sorry, the number one spot locked up by Chris Christie in New Jersey over the weekend. That is part of headlines next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.